This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. 23 years ago tomorrow, terrorists took over four aircraft, crashing two into the World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon. The fourth crashed in a field in Pennsylvania after passengers attempted to stop the hijackers, killing nearly 3,000 overall. 13 years ago, Flags of Valor was established and installed nearly 3,000 American flags on Art Hill, honoring those lost.
This year, the installation is in Manchester, Missouri, honoring the first responders who lost their lives on September 11th. Mayor Mike Clement of Manchester and Rick Randall from America's Heartland Remembers joins us in studio. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Megan and Tom.
Well, Rick, let's start with you. Talk about the motivation to start this on the 10th anniversary of September 11th.
My wife and I were both tremendously affected, like we all were, by the events on 9/11/2001. And it kind of changed our lives. It changed our outlook on a lot of things. And so as we approached the 10th year anniversary, we'd seen a beautiful display along the Pacific Ocean in front of Pepperdine University. And we thought, we can do that here in St. Louis. We need to do that. And so that's where it came from. And it was actually my wife's idea, Susie. And we didn't know how to do it. But we were able to pull it off. The city was great to work with. And Art Hill was the logical place for it. So it's a beautiful spot for a memorial of that sort.
So from Malibu to Forest Park to Manchester. Mayor, how did Manchester get involved?
Well, we have a good relationship with Rick. I've known Rick for actually quite a few years. And we have a beautiful Veterans Memorial, and Rick was very instrumental in helping us build this and design it. And it is really one of the best in the region. And a couple years ago, when we were working on the 20th anniversary, we decided to form a team around that to support Flags of Valor. And we kind of cast a net to see if anyone would want to be a part of that team. And we ended up with about 120 people that served on the team that Manchester put together. So we were strong supporters of the last Flags of Valor on Art Hill. We're beginning to look at the 2026 version. But when America Heartland Remembers approached us at the beginning of this year and said, would we consider hosting a smaller version of Flags of Valor? We said, absolutely. And we have thrown certainly the support of the city staff behind it, and we're very proud. It's beautiful. It's up right now.
Rick, I understand each flag is specific to a first responder.
Yes, there's 412 first responders that died that day, 343 firemen, 59 policemen, and 10 EMTs. And so we have personalized flags up in this beautiful Margaret Stecker Park in Manchester. Guarantee Electric, who's our partner in this, did an amazing job of lighting it. So you can go there at night and walk through this beautiful park in these wooded trails and look at the flags. Pace Properties, my company, has done a tremendous job of helping us with it, too, with all the signage out there. And, of course, the city of Manchester. So the partnership of the three of us, I think, ended up with a beautiful display. Yesterday morning, we were pretty concerned the ground was so dry, but we had a lot of very strong volunteers that got the holes, 412 holes we needed to put these flags in. And so it was a great experience yesterday morning putting it up.
I mentioned to both of you off the air that 6 years ago, I witnessed Krista Salvatore and Jason Jensen meet each other for the first time 17 years after being on the same floor of one of the towers, the 61st floor at Morgan Stanley. They were both training as employees. Both survived the attack, and I see that you are going to have Krista speak at 5:30 tomorrow about her eyewitness testimony and about her survival.
Yes, Krista's an amazing woman. Her story will bring you to your knees. Having a hard time not crying right now, just thinking of Krista. I think everybody should in the audience should try and make it out to Margaret Stecker Park in Manchester tomorrow at 5:30, because to hear Krista talk about it brings the reality of that day right to your heart. It's just amazing to hear her speak. And so we'll have her and the mayors put together a beautiful program for 5:30 tomorrow, including Krista.
Yeah, Mayor, tell us some more about some of the other events you have surrounding this.
Sorrent, right now, it's open day and evening, the walk through the park. You can enter off of Henry, or you can enter off of Crevecoeur Avenue. There's lots of parking in both locations. And it is a walk through 412 flags. And as Rick and as you all have acknowledged, each represent through photo and dog tag that first responder that lost their life. Tomorrow evening, we are going to host this program. It will be a link. It will be a fairly short program, but we want to remember the ceremony, the men and women that have died, Krista, and then the rest of the week we will continue to have it. We have lights at night. It's lit at night. You can enjoy it. It was beautiful. Rick took photos last night, and it comes down on Sunday. So we encourage people to visit us anytime. The remainder of this week, and the program is 5:30 tomorrow evening.
Rick, are there future plans to return to Art Hill? Is it too early to say?
There certainly are. We have the park reserved for about 10 days surrounding 9/11 in 2026 on the 25th anniversary. I think we've done a great job the past three that we put up, but we're going to do even a better job this time. Last time we had families from 43 states come into the St. Louis area to see their loved ones' flags. And we were able to mail 5,000 of those flags out across the country to these families. We have hundreds of letters from them. So it made a big difference to these Gold Star families. Tomorrow we're going to have a sale all day at our display in Manchester. We're going to have a tent up, and we're going to have a sale to start raising funds for that 26 events. So we have pictures and books and flags that we'll take donations for tomorrow. So if anybody wants some memorabilia from 2021 and 2016, we'll have that available tomorrow from 9 to 7:30.
That is Rick Randall from America's Heartland Remembers and Mayor Mike Clement of Manchester joining us this morning. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.